Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They've delivered reliable service and peace of mind for nearly 40, make that 90 years. It's 40 plus 50. I can do math. I went to Rutherford County Schools graduate. Middle Tennessee Electric, MTE.com, or download the My MTE app. Claire Maxwell joins us. Speaking of Rutherford County Schools, the school board chair, lots of good things to talk about Rutherford County Schools this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. I've just talked about a lot of sports. Fall sports are wrapping up or getting into postseason. And,
yep.
I know you're a big football fan.
I love high school and college.
Yeah.
Not so much pros, but
I'm sure that anybody watching on Big G TV can see your hat this morning. But
I'm repping the Warriors this morning.
So they got a big football game at Rockvale tonight.
They do. And they've each had pretty good seasons. Mm-hmm. It's a little up and down, but they seem to have found their footing, both teams. And people may not know this, but the head coach of Rockvale is very much aware of who Will Kreisky and Matt Kreisky are, as they are him. He is from Henry County. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of already going to become a rivalry, much sure. more so than it has been in the past, because these guys, they're all friends, but they all want to beat each other. So it's going to be interesting.
So Coach Counts is a junior. His dad, Coach James Counts mm-hmm. Sr., was the head coach at Henry County mm-hmm. when the Kreisky brothers yes. played there. And I think James Jr. was an assistant. So, and Kevin Creasy over at Oakland has a little Henry County history too.
Oh,
so,
does he? Now,
yeah.
You
yeah.
got one on me because
so
I didn't know that.
He knew the Kreisky brothers when they were much younger. So,
oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So. But it's kind of an interesting brotherhood. I know that they play each other hard on Friday nights and they try to beat each other, but it's a really good community. I mean, and if those are the quality guys that we have looking after hundreds of our boys, we're in good
shape. Good hands. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. I'm very proud to say when I leave the area that I'm from Rutherford County, not just academically, sports wise, we're the everything county. Can
yeah.
we say that?
It seems to be. We've got volleyball, of course.
Absolutely.
Eagleville, they're very excited. I know, you know, it's when you have state championships during the daytime, like Eagleville plays at 1 o'clock today, and you know, everybody at Eagleville wants to come and support the girls.
Yeah.
And so we're talking permission slips to go and all this kind of stuff. And but that's what makes high school fun.
Oh, I know. I'm very proud of Eagleville, and I'm cheering them on, hoping that they capture that first state title. I know that the kids like it also. It does make high school fun, and high school should be more than just classes and academics. It needs to be well-rounded, and I want them to look back
yeah.
and not hate it, and that it was a drudgery, that they enjoyed the good things. And I remember when my boys were at Riverdale and when I was still there is an EA, that we would have volleyball games in the middle of the school day at mm-hmm. 1:30 or, you know, before. And you did. You got your permission slip, you know. And the kids loved coming out and cheering for them. And it was a time for those, I hate to call them a minor sports, but those sports that aren't the big
right.
three to get the attention that they deserve. And so I will be cheering them on. I will not be there personally, but I will be cheering them on in my heart. So
yeah,
hope
most
they
certainly.
Win it.
Are actually looking ahead to winter sports and basketball, and next week the county, well, it kind of started as the two districts that make up the basketball region mm-hmm. now, since we have two 4-team districts in basketball and then they all are part of a region. But back when we were in Wilson County, this came from the, you know, the Stewart's Creek and Laverne and Smyrna group.
Mm-hmm.
They had kind of a media day, and they answered questions and had kids come and, you know, took photos and that kind of thing. And well, why can't we do something like that? And so next Wednesday at 10 o'clock, we're going to have it on our Big GTV channels. It's going to be live from Siegel, and we're going to highlight the girls and boys teams from the 10 Rutherford County high schools that play, you know, Eagleville and Central Magnet's going to be there. So it'll be fun.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you shared that with me, because I'm for any time we can highlight our kids, yeah. our students, and the accomplishments they do, because like I said, we are in everything county, and there is really nothing, no sport that we don't really have several schools, more than one usually, that are excelling in. So I think that's tremendous.
I noticed, Claire, that the new calendar for 26-27 got approved recently, I guess.
Yes.
Is there a committee that works on
There is
on
a calendar committee, yeah. and they do listen to input from parents and faculty and the community, and they try to align it with, you know, the other school system and with MTSU and such. But I will tell you, we were talking 2-hour days. A lot of people don't like 2-hour days. Well, they did take away most of the 2-hour days. The only 2-hour days I was looking at the calendars to refresh my memory is August 7th. They're having a 2-hour day for that's orientation.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the last day is the 2-hour day to pick up your report cards.
So just two. Okay.
So there's just two. So it looks like after that, everything is a little bit better. We've kept our aligned our week break for fall break and Thanksgiving. And so it's going to be, I think this is a pretty good calendar.
Yeah.
There's always some fault with a calendar, but I think this is a pretty good calendar.
So the smaller 2-hour days that just kind of came up in the schedule, there was one earlier this month, for instance, you've kind of put those together with other 2-hour days or half days and made like a full day of in-service and things like that.
And our EAs come in now too. So
okay.
they were not usually required, but now they come in and they do get paid for that time. So I think this is pretty good. I think, like I said, this is a pretty good calendar. So I'm anxious to see how it works this year.
You know, I think people don't really kind of fully understand us. Let's take our high schools, for instance, and you've got 2,500 kids and hundreds of employees. I mean, you're basically, as a principal with your assistant principals, you're running a small business, or really
yes.
a pretty good sized business, to be honest with you. And so you have those in-service days. Those are chances to come around, talk about things, continuing education. All of those things are important.
Absolutely. And yeah. I know that first week of school is just getting schedules.
Yeah.
Correct. I mean, you need that time outside to say, okay, so you take the schedules. Some of them are good, but some of them, they're going to have to be looked at, and they weren't correct. I hate to say this. We do make mistakes sometimes.
Well, why, sure.
So we've got to go back in and make sure you don't have three lunches. I mean, that's an outrageous example, but yeah. that did happen while
did
I was
really?
There.
Wow.
I was like, oh, that is a great schedule, kid, but no, you can't have that.
So. Yeah. You're not going to finish school for 5 years if you have three lunches every day. So I just posted a story with a link to that if you're curious about the schedule for next academic year. But
schedule is also
I noticed
up
that
now, so
yep.
you can go ahead and plan your senior trip or vacations or whatever accordingly. So
someone was asking me about this, and it was last year, and I didn't know the answer to this until spring fling happened. But you know, our graduation is kind of like mid-May. And they said, well, why is it so early? But I noticed that MTSU also has, you know, counties like Wilson County and I think some Sumner County students, they graduated MTSU. So
we're all fighting for that
for
space.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would love for us to build a civic auditorium. I think I've talked with you about that.
Yeah.
That we would have, that would be just a space for our county schools. But until that happens, we're all fighting for the same space.
Yeah.
And it just is what it is. And I do know it does conflict. I know 1 year Riverdale baseball was in the hunt for the state championship,
right.
and they actually had to have graduation on the baseball field. Now, some of the parents thought it was great. I didn't hear a lot of complaining, but I'm sure there were some like, I wish we could have let them graduate
yeah.
with their friends and have the pomp and circumstance.
We've seen that with Stewart's Creek recently too.
Yeah.
When they made a run, and I talked to them about that, and they said, well, you know, these kids have a unique experience that they can talk about forever about when they graduated high school,
exactly.
because it was so unique. And honestly, my daughter graduated in 21, which was the year that we had graduation outside at all the schools
oh,
and
yeah.
stuff, you know? And so the only class to ever graduate on campus, which was kind of neat. But MTSU is a great place to have it, and you have to have that large venue.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah. so we're glad that they let us work on it. But we have to work around the other schools. So
yeah.
as well. Too,
there's always a clamoring for that, for sure.
Absolutely.
Claire Maxwell with us, the Rutherford County School Board Chair. You were telling me earlier about some really cool things with CTE.
Oh, this week was a fabulous week. We were able to unveil on Monday these CTE with a grant, a $2.6 million grant funded by Innovative Schools Models of Tennessee. Not local dollars. It was all from the grant. We were able to get 3 48-foot trailers, and they are the mobile CTE centers, and they are fantastic. They have it gives you middle schoolers, and it can travel to the middle schools and give them a glimpse of what we offer, all 16 CTE career and technical education offerings that mm-hmm. we have. As it is right now, middle school, you're zoned to a high school, so you really are limited in whatever that high school provides. We've got some really interesting different CTE programs going on, but we don't have the same programs at all the schools. So this gives a glimpse, and who in eighth grade really knows what they want to do? I mean, not many. There may be a few, but so this gives you a glimpse of what's going on, and they're all centered around different things. The one is healthcare and STEM, and they provide. You can go in there and see various virtual health settings. They've got mannequins there. You can practice on a mannequin, and it's just wonderful. Then you have the manufacturing and career exploration. They have 3D printers, robotics, welding, and forklift simulators. I can't imagine.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And then the last one is transportation and construction, and they have simulators for heavy equipment, aviation, long-haul trucking, electric vehicle repair, plumbing, and virtual paint booths. So I can't imagine. We're the only ones in the state that have this, but I can't even imagine at eighth grade being able to walk in and get a glimpse of those kind of careers.
Yeah.
It really opens your mind up.
Now, are they like at the central office, and then, or where are they going to be?
They are property of Rutherford County Schools, and Tyra Pilgrim, our director of CTE, all you have to do if you're middle school is contact Tyra, and they will bring them out at different times to different schools. The day that we were there, we had 3 middle school principals there. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of people there. There was not just people from central office and involved with CTE, but there was about half the school board was there. There was some county commissioners there, and there were people from the state as well. This is just, and the chamber. I can't thank the chamber enough for helping us with this as well. So this was a community. We were all celebrating as a community.
Sure.
What Rutherford County Schools has, because like I said, there's not anywhere in the state that has anything like this. We are always on the cutting edge here, and we're the county that everybody else looks at and goes, wow, look at them. So yeah. I'm very proud to say that we have this now.
And so these, they will bring the trailers to one of the middle schools, and maybe their eighth graders get to tour and go through and get hands-on
experience and a glimpse at something that they maybe never thought that was a career.
Yeah.
And so it's really, really exciting, and like I said, it doesn't limit you to just what you would be offered at your zoned high school. You can see,
I noticed several years ago, there was this push for baccalaureate programs and, let's MTSU honors. And then
we all do have honors programs at all of our high schools now.
And then it was the, you can earn college credit with some of the classes.
Dual enrollment.
That's the word that I couldn't figure out in my brain. And so now that with CTE becoming a lot more I guess we're embracing that more than other places, probably in the county or in the country. My point is, they have all the opportunities to figure out what's right for them before mm-hmm. their adult time, whether it's college or some type of technical education.
Absolutely. And they can graduate if you decide that going straight into college, because you may go out, you may just delay. You may end up going and getting a four-year degree right. somewhere. But if that's not something that you wanted to do right away, you can graduate with certification and be ready to get a job.
And good a good paying job.
And a good yeah. paying job. Because there's a lot of these, not all of these, some of these are new to new careers, but some of the older careers, a lot of those guys are in their 50s and 60s and old people like me, and they may not be around in the next 5 to 10 years. They'll be retiring, and so we need someone to come in there, and the chamber has done a really good job of helping us and researching and saying, yes, this is something that we need to support because we're going to lose a good majority of that workforce. So we've got to come back in and supplement it. So,
well, even with the industry that I work in communications, and, you know, radio has become a multimedia platform with video and that kind of thing as well. And to see some of the work that a lot of our high schools are doing in that realm. And, you know, we've got some high school students from Stewart's Creek that help with our video coverage,
it's
for instance.
Amazing. You know? Yes. What they can do, they basically put up a lot of the things for Rutherford County Schools online so you can see it. And I failed to mention this, but the day of that we had this ribbon cutting rather, I'm so sorry, Blackman Culinary Arts was there to have some refreshments and things to eat, but Riverdale Audiovisual was there doing the event as well. So these kids are getting real world experience. And back when I was in high school, I could have never ever have thought that they would be
absolutely
like this. So I'm just really proud because there is really something for everyone.
That takes a variety of educators too, though. And that's you know, you've got people want to come to Rutherford County to teach, it seems.
That's part of the reason why we're exploding is our school system. And they're coming here to put their kids in their schools, or they're coming here to work in our schools. But we are, like I said, we are on the cutting edge of CTE, career and technical. And academically, we have something for everyone. And I just think that just will always make us, I don't see us slowing down anytime in the near future because of what we're able to offer, and parents and families want that.
Well, you've been voted one of the best places to work too. So
yes,
you know,
we got a
cool
Ruthie Award. That was very exciting. I've never been to the Ruthie Awards. It was very fancy. It was at the Embassy Suites, and it was really great to see. But I will tell you, Mr. Stan Vaught was up. His Parks Auction. He's an auctioneer,
right.
And he sat at our table, and he was also up for a Ruthie. So I turned to him and said, "Even if we don't win." He won. I said, at least one of us was a winner. So,
well,
but we did win. So.
There's no finer person than Stan, and you've really got a great board to work with.
I have to pinch myself. I love this board, and we're able to tackle the hard things. And like I said, we've tackled quite a few hard things, but we're also able to deliver on some really important things that, like the additions and the CTE, and just I think our families are happy, and I know our employees seem to be very happy since they work so hard to help us win this Ruthie. So,
well, I know that there are lots of decisions to be made going forward, and you know,
you never know what's coming down the pipe.
Once the calendar turns, you've got to start thinking about next year's budget and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that works.
And it's
going
not
on,
getting any easier. I mean, we've got there's a lot of things going on locally that everything costs money, and the county commission is our funding body, and they've got a lot of tough decisions to make as well. And we're coming into an election season, which makes things even more difficult. But I have faith in this board, and we've worked really well with our county commission. So,
and our new middle school has a name. They're Poplar Hill Middle, right?
Poplar Hill Middle. And
went out on a limb on that.
Bobcats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that name. So it's a really good, and we're fixing to have to, we're going to retreat in a couple of weeks, and we're going to have to work on that zoning that we talked about, because we do have two of the biggest middle schools. The biggest middle school in the state of Tennessee is Blackman Middle.
Yeah.
And then right behind it is Stewart's Creek Middle. So this new Poplar Hill Middle will help alleviate some of that. So I'm very excited about that. But, you know, we have a high school out there looming.
I know.
So it never ends. No rest for the weary.
No, none. Claire, appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you so much.
And Claire Maxwell joining us with Rutherford County Schools, the school board chair. And if you want to listen back or watch the podcast, it'll be up shortly at WGNSradio.com. Have a great day out there, everybody.